What's up, everybody? Welcome back to The Scarlet Edit. I am your host, Nikki Corbett, and this is week two of my bonus series, The Summer of George. Now, would you believe me if I told you this is the third time I'm recording this? Well, you should. The first time was just a couple of minutes, and then I stopped it because I just wanted to see what the setup looked like. The second time, I recorded it all the way through, and then I just didn't like it. I felt like I was not sitting up straight enough, so I looked slouchy and it bothered me. Right now, I feel like the camera is cutting off my head a little bit, but you know what? We're going to go with it because I don't want to deal with the technical issues that I've been dealing with for the last 30 minutes. So let's jump right in. Here I am. I am in Los Angeles. If you follow me on Instagram, which you should, at thescarlet.edit, you have already seen a little bit of the behind the scenes, my journey to get here, which was seamless, by the way. Only stopping one time is truly so clutch. Like, it just makes so much more sense because it's not that long of a drive. It's just under 6 hours. I'm here at my friend's home and it is lovely. I have a little guest room. It's getting some beautiful natural light, a nice breeze. Like, there's birds chirping in the morning. Actually, here's something funny. In Scottsdale, I refer to the birds as nature's alarm, and I love them. I really do love waking up to the birds. There's so many different kinds that are hanging out, and it just is so cool. There's a woodpecker that's in that tree, and in the morning, he just pecks at the wood, and it is crazy to actually see it. Yesterday morning, I got out of bed, and I watched him, and I was like very entranced. Okay, let's talk about this week and what it entailed. So obviously, like I said, I'm here in LA. I went and I found a gym that's walking distance, so I've joined that. Yesterday, I took my first class, haven't taken a workout class in literally years, and oh my God, I'm so sore. Like, my ab muscles are sore. Like, muscles in my armpit are sore. Like, there are places that are sore that I didn't know could get sore, but I'm excited about it. I am looking forward to continuing to go, take more classes, see what they're all about, see how it possibly changes my body over the course of a month. So I'm just stoked. One cool thing about being down here is that I used to live here. So some of you might not know that. I used to live in LA. I moved here straight out of college and I was here for about 4.5 years. Now, that was a really long time ago. It's crazy to me to think that I lived here for 4.5 years and that I moved away from here in 2004. So it's been 22 years since I called this great city home, but I will say there was just something about it. I fell in love with this city. And so coming back so many years later, and yes, I have visited so many times in between when I moved away to now, but coming back here in this phase of my life and just being so comfortable in who I am and what I'm doing, just the energy is so in alignment with mine. And I think it's so neat. So I'm just really, really excited. I'm excited to reconnect with some people that I haven't seen in years. I'm excited to meet some people that I've met because of social media. I'm excited to get together in person with one of the very first guests that was here on the Scarlet Edit. So stay tuned for that because I know we will definitely make some kind of content together. So it's just really neat. And I think this was the perfect kickstart to really getting back in the habit of putting myself out there. You know, as I mentioned when I started the Summer of George, like, I have been busy living it up in Scottsdale, but with people that were visiting town. So when all those people left, when all those people were no longer coming because the temperature skyrocketed, I realized that I hadn't really done that great of a job of building a life for myself in Scottsdale. So this is such a nice kickoff to putting myself out there in a number of different ways to just meet more people. There is truly nothing like an in-person connection. And I think that we need to be doing more of those. I think that we are all, whether we acknowledge it or not, craving that in-person connection. So I'm just so excited for the list of folks that I have on my calendar that I get to see over the next few weeks that I'm here. So we all know that one of the biggest things with the Summer of George is dating. Now, I paid for Hinge for 1 month. I did cancel because I don't know about you, but there is nothing more annoying than getting that little notification that your app is renewed when you are like, oh my God, no, I didn't mean to do that. So I did cancel it, but I still have access to it until July 3rd. Now, I will say in Scottsdale, I felt like it was a little more active. Here, I really haven't been that excited about being on it. I think because I've just been doing more stuff, but I mean, nothing has really piqued my interest. Now, I will say that I got on the dating app simply because of the energy. I wanted to go into it with a different mindset. I wanted to go into it and I did want to see what was out there. Absolutely. I mean, it's not like you can go out every single night to every single bar or every single restaurant or every single activity and meet so many different people. So I do think in some ways, like dating apps have some value. I think for the most part, it's a really, really low bar. But that being said, I was open, I was optimistic, I was positive about it, and I welcomed any surprises. Now, that doesn't mean there might not be someone great that comes along in the next couple of weeks, but I do think from an energetic perspective, I've gotten back into that flow. And I think an object in motion stays in motion. So that being said, I did actually reach out to somebody that I met on Instagram a few months ago. He lives here. Obviously, I don't. And we were, you know, texting and sending voice notes for about a week or two. And then it just kind of fizzled out, which totally get it. It's life. We all have a ton of stuff going on. But since I'm here, I decided, you know what, why don't I reach out to him, see if he's around even. And if he is, hey, you want to get together and meet in person, grab a coffee, grab a cocktail. He wrote me back and he said, you know what, I hope you have a great time while you're here. I actually am seeing someone. And I said, oh my gosh, that's so great. I'm really happy for you. Have a wonderful summer. Now, totally mature, totally nice, totally just two people who happened to connect and then, you know, went along their merry ways. He doesn't know me. I don't know him. We've never met in person. But for me, it was more the energy of it. It was more the action of just kind of saying like, hey, like putting myself out there a little bit, saying, hey, guess what? I'm in your city. I'd love to meet up if you're available. Turns out he's not. All good. It has nothing to do with me. He's living his life. So I think that that's just kind of like good. It's good to put that in practice, especially as someone who is more of a traditional dater, if you will. I am more old school. Like I want someone to be in charge. I want someone to make a plan. I want someone to hold the door, those little things. But when you're just like, hey, would you like to have a cup of coffee? You know, I've never met you in person. I have no idea if I will find you attractive. I said this last week, you have no idea. Like you truly don't. And I think that's what's like the craziest thing ever. You know, we make up these stories in our minds when we see someone's photos, like of what they're going to look like, what they're going to act like, how they're going to actually like feel when we're around them. And usually it's false. So anyway, all that being said, you know, I have some fun things on the calendar that are social. You know, I'm going to a couple of parties. Like, I don't know the last time I actually went to a party that someone was having at their home that wasn't like a graduation party for one of my friend's kids, you know? So that's exciting to go and meet up with new people and connect with some friends. I'm grateful to have been invited. So I just think that these first few days have been really great. One thing that I have reminded myself is that nothing happens overnight. It's like I'm so excited that I have this list of people that I'm like making plans with, but some of the plans aren't for a couple of weeks and like that's totally okay. So anyway, I will say I did want to take a moment to just say thank you. This side quest, this bonus series is really fun and it's made me share more on Instagram, which I think is really cool. And it's kind of like breathed some life into Instagram for me. It's made it just more of a place that I want to be and hang out. And those of you who have sent me messages, I appreciate you so much. It is truly crazy to be sitting here by myself with, you know, a light, a camera, a microphone, and trying to get all the things right so they look right, sound right, feel right. So anyway, thank you to those of you who have reached out to me with kind things to say because it is so fun and I'm having a great time and I love you all for being along this journey with me of the Summer of George. So, all right, next week, we have a regularly scheduled Thursday episode. I'm very excited to put it out for you guys. And then next weekend, we have the 4th of July. So I hope that everybody is doing great. I hope that everybody is happy, healthy, safe, and that your summer is off to a great start. So as always, thank you so much for being here. Mwah! You guys are the absolute best, and we'll see you next Thursday. Bye.